Almost 10 months after newly elected Mayor Alex Morse almost literally slammed the door of his City Hall office on their casino proposal, Paper City Development Company managing partner Joe Lassinger has asked for another meeting with the mayor.
There's now time to get, you know, whole here in the game and in a big way.
Lassinger's group, partnered at the time with Hard Rock International, first proposed building a resort casino on the Wyckoff Country Club in 2010. People in the middle-class neighborhood of single-family homes near the golf course opposed the project. They rallied around Morse, a 22-year-old recent college graduate and first-time candidate for elected office. Morse defeated incumbent Mayor Elaine Pluta, who supported the casino development. Shortly after taking office, Morse met with Lassinger's group.
You know, it was a very disrespectful meeting, but, you know, that's past, and now we need to just work together for the good of the city, and I mean that seriously.
Lassinger won't be back with Hard Rock International this time, as the casino industry giant has moved on. He said Paper City Development is looking for other financial backers. Morse, during a news conference earlier this week where he attempted to explain his pivot on the casino issue, as he was heckled by casino opponents, bitter that Morse had turned on them, said he is willing to listen to all casino proposals.
Again, I think that's important for any potential plan to contact our office, contact the Office of the Economic Development and Planning, who are going to vet the projects, and we'll be coming up with a process in the next several weeks that'll, again, put down principles in terms of what kind of plan we want to see.
Holyoke businessman Eric Shore is looking to develop a resort casino at Mountain Park, an outdoor concert venue Shore owns, not far from the Wyckoff Country Club. Both sites are along Interstate 91. The race to develop casinos in Springfield and in Palmer is well down the road. Casino operators face a January 15th deadline to pay a $400,000 non-refundable application fee to the Massachusetts Gaming Commission. David Panagor, a former economic development official with the city of Springfield, who's being brought on as a consultant in Holyoke, says it is not too late for Holyoke to enter the casino sweepstakes.
And so therefore you make use of the time that you have to do the best that you can, because this is about a 20-year decision, and this is going to have long-term impact on the entire western region.
Moore said his change on the issue of casino development stems from his concern that when a casino is built in western Massachusetts, especially if it's built in Springfield, where three projects are proposed, it would have a detrimental effect on Holyoke.
At the end of the day, it's important to at least have this conversation, have Holyoke at the table, because, like I said, Holyoke hasn't been involved in any mitigation conversation whatsoever in the city of Springfield in terms of the impact, the economic benefit. And so how do we as elected officials stand up for the interests of the city of Holyoke just in negotiations alone?
Morse and members of his economic development team and officials from the city of Springfield are together on a fact-finding trip this week to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, to learn about that city's casino development experience. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.